need to get the atomic reactor kit and everything you need to assemble it, you get a Geiger counter, too.
Sounds great. I take it you'd confine your efforts in the direction of peaceful applications of atomic energy.
Oh, sure, Dad. I wouldn't fool around making bombs and stuff like that.
Good. That takes a load off my mind. Well, I'm expecting a patient. We'll talk about this later, Jim.
It's okay with you, then?
Oh, certainly. After all, we're in the atomic age, Jeff.
Oh, that's the way we figure it. We're getting in on the ground floor.
No question about it. Who's this we?
Oh, didn't I tell you? Zach and I are going in it together.
Oh, combined operation.
Mm-hmm. He's putting up half. $7.85.
Ah, and you're putting up the other half, hmm?
Well, that's the idea. Only, you see, the thing is, I'm a little short.
Again? How short?
$7.85.
And what you're leading up to is an advance on your allowance. Correct?
Yes.
No.
In addition to the atomic reactor kit, you also get a year subscription to the Junior Atomic Scientist Journal.
As far as I'm concerned, the subject is closed.
Dad, I think you should bear in mind that this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Out.
Well, Dad, you said yourself we're in an atomic age, and I think we should get...
Jeff.
Yes, sir?
Blast off.
Mama?
Mmm. Delicious.
Oh, don't you think there's a little bit too much cinnamon?
Mm, perfect.
Mom, what is it, dear?
Mom, can I talk to you in private?
Let's have your expert opinion on this.
Expert, him?
Mmm, it's delicious.
There, what'd I tell you? Mary made these.
too much cinnamon.
Hey, Mom, can I have a few words with you without a crowd listening in?
No, Mary is not a crowd, and besides, we're baking a cake. So go ahead and talk.
What's the use?
No, go ahead. Nobody will interrupt.
Well, do you have any idea what a big shortage of nuclear scientists there is right at this minute?
Well, I've read about the problem. I guess it's pretty serious.
Serious? Mom, it's a crisis. It's a world crisis.
Well, darling, there isn't anything I can do about it till I finish the cake.
Well, gee, Mom, here we are in an atomic age, and you're not even interested.
Oh, I'm interested, honey. I'm very interested. Not too much flour, dear.
Well, you know there's an atomic reactor kit that's on the market, and it's just perfect for training on.
Oh, look who's going to be a scientist. He'll probably blow up the whole house.
Mom, you said that she'd
marry, please. Now, Jeff, if you're building up for another advance...
Well, gee, Mom, all I need is $7.85. Well, this is an offer that could easily be withdrawn at any minute.
I'm prepared to take that chance.
Well, think of it as an investment in our country's technical progress.
And bear in mind that it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yeah, and bear in mind it's a once-in-a-lifetime... Dad, have you tried one of these cookies? Mary baked them. They're really good.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, I thought I told you there were to be no more efforts to get money for that atomic reactor kit.
Gee, Dad, I didn't know that included Mom.
Jeff, you went to your father first and then came to me.
Mother, that is nothing. He's already tried to borrow the money from me.
What is it, Jeff? You get the pretty fair allowance, don't you?
Well, sure, Dad. I'm not complaining.
Well, then why are you always asking for advances?
What about the rising cost of living? You and Dad are always talking about it.
We talk about ways of adjusting to it, not disregarding it. Now, let's get this thing down on paper. Darling, what does Jeff owe you?
About $4.
$4?
Well, $4.25 to be exact.
Well, you're sure an easier mark than I am. He only got to me for $2.80. Which brings your total indebtedness to $7.05. Care to have your accountant go over the figures?
No, I guess that's it.
Oh, you can put me down for $1.50.
Why, Mary?
I should have known you wouldn't overlook anyone in the family. Now, let's get this thing out in the open. Who else do you owe money to?
You wouldn't want to consider a measly 75 cents that I owe Zach.
I certainly would.
Why did you borrow money from Zach?
Gee, Mom, I had to have it. It was an emergency.
What emergency?
I don't remember now, but it sure was important then.
All right, Diamond Jim. What else?
Well, if you're counting library fines, that'd be 28 cents. But if you ask me, I think they overcharged.
Library, 28 cents. What else?
I guess that's about all, except for the Columbia bike shop.
Don't tell me about that.
Oh, no. The chain on my bike was about ready to fall off, and I asked Mr. Trainer how much a new one would cost.
How much?
Well, he said he'd be glad to extend credit, and I could pay him back whenever I got
How much?
$2.50. But that included tightening all the spokes.
Maintenance of rolling stock, $2.50. Anything else?
Well, I guess that's about all that's important.
Tell us the unimportant ones, too.
Well, let's see. There's $1.40 I owe Eddie for losing his baseball and 60 cents that I owe Johnny.
Hold it. I've run out of space. Mary, would you give me a larger sheet of paper? I have a feeling we've barely begun to scratch the surface.
Hi, Jeff.
Oh, hi, Zach. Well, did you get the money?
What money?
Well, the atomic reactor kit.
Well, we can forget about that.
I mean, you couldn't raise any of it?
Not a cent. And besides that, I'm practically disinherited.
Don't you have to be 21 for that?
Well, not in my family. Look at that. That's what I owe.
Where am I? You owe me 75 cents.
Well, third from the top. And get this. All of my allowance has to go to pay off my debts before I get a cent.
You're going to be broke for the rest of your life. Till high school, anyway.
Don't rub it in.
Well, guess I'd better talk to Ernie Showalter about going patent on the atomic reactor kit.
Wait, you're some friend.
Jeff, I've got to be practical. By the time you get the money, atomic energy will be obsolete.
That's great. Although fortune has temporarily deserted me and my back is to the wall, I stand alone, but my head is unbowed.
Knock it off, Jeff. We saw that show together on TV.
We did?
Sure. The Man Who Came Back. That's where the guy lost his business and had to sell all his stocks and bonds and move to Africa to start a new life. Boy, it was great.
That's right.
Hey, maybe that guy had the right idea. You're going to sell your stocks and bonds?
No. But I've got property, and that's practically the same thing.
I don't know what you're thinking, Jeff. But I'd like to remind you that you're underage.
Not anymore. Sometimes a fella has an experience that ages him overnight. And I think I've had it. Come on, Jeff.
What are we looking at?
Jeff.
You see Jeff?
No, dear, but I did. And I must say he's acting very strangely.
Sulking, huh? Well, it's a perfectly normal reaction under the circumstances.
Oh, no, dear, he's not sulking. He and Zach just went up the stairs. He's perfectly happy, whistling,
really?
Cheerful, yes.
Well, good, yeah. The boy has resiliency.
And just before that, he asked me if everything he owns is his own personal property, even though he's a minor.
Oh.
I said yes.
What do you suppose he's up to?
We'll find out soon enough.
Hi, Dr. Strong.
Oh, hi, Zach.
You sure this plane's in flying condition now?
Oh, I guarantee it.
Okay, it's a deal then.
Okay, so long.
Bye, Mrs. Stone.
So long,
Zach.
Jeff, what was that all about?
Well, you know that 75-cent debt I had with Zach?
Yeah.
I just scratched it off the list.
75 cents? Well, that plane cost almost $3 a month ago.
Well, darling, you told him that everything he has belongs to him.
Well, but I didn't tell him to give away everything he owns.
Well, darling, I think that, the important thing is that Jeff is showing a sincere desire to settle his debts. What's a few dollars compared to building his character?
You think settling a 75-cent debt with a $3 airplane will build his character?
Don't think of it in terms of money. Think of it in terms of symbols.
All I can say is I wish I were one of Jeff's creditors.
You are, darling.
Well, don't tell me Jeff is still at it.
At what?
Well, earlier he had two boys over here, and he gave one of them his stamp collecting set to wipe out a 60-cent debt.
Oh, Alex.
And then he traded the other boy his basketball for a turtle.
His new basketball that I just paid $7 for? And he got a turtle for it?
Alex, tell me more about this character-building business.
Looks good.
Huh? Did you have your little talk with Jeff?
Of course. As I said, I would.
Did he listen to you?
Well, now, darling, in a case like this, a boy has to be led, not driven. I explained to him that he could do what he liked with his own things, as long as he learned the value of them and handled himself accordingly.
You make him sound like a pawnbroker.
Oh.
Darling, I still think you'd be better off just giving him the advance.
Oh, no, no, that'd be completely wrong. Now, I think it's a good thing for Jeff to barter and trade a bit, as long as he drives a better bargain than he has been doing. After all, that's the way civilization started. Think of the Stone Age. Our men were bartering long before money came into use.
Well, all right. But after seeing the way Jeff operates, if he'd lived in the Stone Age, he'd have probably traded a dinosaur for a skate key.
Ah, it's fine, fine. You're developing a nice tone. Down you go. He'll be all right in a couple of days, Mrs. Pruitt.
Oh, I was so worried. He was barking like a fox last night.
Ah!
That's enough, dear. And all day long, not a sound out of him. It was eerie.
His throat's a little inflamed. It's his tonsils again. But don't worry, they don't have to come out for quite a while.
Well, thank you, Doctor. Come along, Alvin. Oh, how's Donna and the family?
Oh, they seem to be quite fit, Mrs. Pruitt. Thank you.
That's nice. I wish we could see more of your Jeff. Such a nice, generous boy.
Generous?
You'll never guess what he gave my Teddy yesterday.
What?
A perfectly beautiful printing press. Why, it must have cost $18 when it was new.
$25. Jeff gave it to him?
Oh, I think Teddy traded him something or other for it. Well, goodbye, Doctor. Alvin, stop making those horrible noises.
Goodbye, Alvin.
Hi, dear. How's Alvin?
Ah. Where's Jeff?
Oh, he left on one of his missions about a half hour ago. What?
With a load of bartering goods for the natives? The Jeff Stone giveaway program. Johnny, do you know what that shrewd trader of ours has been up to?
Yes, I bumped into Mr. DePalm at the supermarket. He told me about the catcher's mask.
I can't understand how an otherwise intelligent boy like Jeff... Catcher's mask?
Yes. What were you talking about?
Never mind. Fill me in.
Now, Alex, remember, you were the one who said that Jeff would get a whole new sense of values.
What about the catcher's mask?
He traded it to Johnny DePalma. Now, in all fairness to Mr. DePalma, I must say he was very upset about it. He wanted to return the mask, but I said no.
That mask cost over $10. What did he get for it?
A copy of Mutiny on the Bounty.
A copy of Mutiny on the Bounty? Uncut, first edition? Bound in Morocco, signed by the authors?
Just an old paperback. Well, honey, it does show that he's developing a literary interest.
Sure.
Alex, explain something to me. What is all this trading goods for other goods? I thought Jeff was just trying to settle some money debts.
I don't know what he's up to, and I don't think he does either.
Well, let's not worry about it. He can always be a doctor. I mean, doctors are above all this petty bartering and trading. They're noble and honest and trustworthy.
There he is now. Jeff?
Yes, sir?
Sit down. I'd like to have a little talk with you.
Okay.
Your mother and I are rather curious to learn how your trading has been going.
Oh, it's going great. Just great.
It is, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Would you mind telling us about it?
Well, you sure I won't bore you? Oh, we're very interested, aren't we, dear?
Oh, of course. Always fascinating to learn about your shrewd manipulations.
Oh, I guess that's just sort of a knack I have.
Yeah, you also seem to have a knack for giving things away for nothing, like that printing press of yours.
Well, I didn't give it away, Dad. I traded it to Teddy.
There. Now, isn't that more like it? What did you get in return?
Bicycle handlebars.
But you have a perfectly good set of handlebars on your bike, don't you?
Well, sure. I didn't want the handlebars. It was sort of a long-range plan. I had to trade them to Vince Brinkman. See?
No.
Oh, for his army canteen. See?
Oh, well, now that isn't so bad, is it? Army canteens are very useful for hikes.
Wait a minute, Mom. I didn't want that old canteen, but I knew Herb Venner did. You follow me?
No.
What did you get from Herb?
A complete set of baseball star pictures.
Oh, which you didn't want in the first place.
Oh, of course not. But I happen to know that Chuck Galen loves them. So, by tossing in my Boy Scout compass...
Jeff, it begins to get a little involved. Do you mind telling us what you finally wound up with?
Oh, sure. these?
A set of army dog tags. This is what you wanted?
Well, sure. Mary's been after me for weeks to get a set.
Why?
Well, it's some nutty craze the girls in her school have. So I made a deal with her. And you can scratch Mary off my list of debts. What do you think of that?
It's inspiring.
Oh, it was nothing, really. Can I take this up to Mary now?
Oh, okay.
Well, thanks.
You make a fine doctor.
Oh, no, I don't give up that easily. Do you know what that boy needs at this point?
An advance on his allowance.
No, a practical demonstration of hard-headed Yankee trading.
Do we know any hard-headed Yankees?
Darling, I come from a long line of hard-headed Yankee traders, so I'll do the demonstrating.
You're going to look pretty silly trading with Jeff's friends.
I have no intention of trading with Jeff's friends. Oh, you know what I'm going to do? Tomorrow morning, I'm going to take Jeff down to the swap shop and show him a master in action. Jeff.
Boy.
What a place.
Boy, look at all the neat stuff.
Yeah, a fellow could spend a lot of time in a place like this, couldn't he, Jeff?
Boy, I'll say.
Honey. Oh, hello. Anything special I can show you?
No, nothing in particular. We're just looking around, if we may.
All right, sir, you just help yourself. If you'll excuse me, I have to finish unpacking something in the back room. Be with you in a minute.
Yeah, sure, go ahead. Just browsing.
All right.
Say, Jeff, look at this old coffee grinder. That's just what your mother's been wanting for a lamp base.
Oh, great. I'll go see what we can get it for.
Hold it. I'm surprised at you.
You are.
Yeah, the first rule in successful trading is never to appear interested in whatever you're going for. You understand?
No.
You've got to play it cool and disinterested. Now, you watch. I'm going to offer to sell him something. And then I'll look around at a few items that I don't particularly care about. Then when I've got him worn down, I'll switch to the coffee grinder.
Gee, you're a smart operator, Dad.
Watch this.
Well, sir. Did you find anything you're interested in?
Nothing much so far. Say, you buy as well as trade, don't you?
That's right. Buy, sell, or trade. Anything of value.
Well, I think I have something here that may interest you.
What am I supposed to do with that?
Why, that's a genuine Christie reel that cost over $28 when it was new.
Sure, but fishing's come a long way since then. I'd get laughed at if I put that in the store.
Oh, well, let's forget it then. Come on, Jeff.
However, I'll take it off your hands on a trade.
A trade, huh? Well, I don't know.
Well, look around, and maybe you'll see.
There, you see the way I handled that, Jeff? Now, if I'd offered to trade right away, he'd have had the advantage.
Gee, Dad, you're smart.
Hard-headed Yankee trading. Say, what about that old clock over there?
Well, that clock might be old, but it's in first-class condition. I'll get it for you.
Gee, Ed, you're terrific.
Simply a question of being in control of the situation. Now, you watch the way I work around at the coffee grinder.
Come on. Well, she may be old, but she's as good as new. Just look at that there wood. That solid mahogany, that is. A little furniture polish, fixed right up.
Hey, certainly is. What's his name here? Herndon?
Yeah, kind of looks like it. Come in with a lot of old junk from Illinois. I haven't had a chance to catalog it yet.
Illinois, huh?
Uh-huh.
That's Springfield, Illinois, by any chance?
Yeah, now that you mention it, that's right. How'd you know that?
Oh, just a shot in the dark.
Uh-huh. Just feel the weight of this clock. Solid. They don't make them like that anymore.
Yeah.
Don't drop it.
Huh? Yeah. You sure it came from Springfield?
The clock?
No, the leather case.
Oh, sure, yeah, it came from Springfield, all right. Now, this here clock has got a key that goes with it to wind it.
Good.
I'll be back in a jiffy.
Hey, Dad, you got a meeting out of the palm of your hand.
Jeff, does that name Herndon mean anything to you? It's Lincoln's old law partner back in Springfield, Illinois.
Is that right? Well, when do we get around to the coffee grinder?
Right. Jeff, this case could be full of priceless historical letters. Just think of that.
Here we are. Here's the key. Now, I'm prepared to swap you even for the real.
Well, I'll tell you what. Throw in this, and you've got a deal.
Oh, that old thing? Oh, you don't want that. Besides, there's a feller coming in today to look it over. I kind of promised it to him.
All right, I'll make you a deal. Forget about the clock. I'll swap you the reel for the leather case.
No, I don't think I better. You see, I promised this feller he could have first whack at it. But if you're not interested in the clock, maybe you'd like to have that coffee grinder over there.
No, I'm not interested in a coffee grinder. I'll let you have the case. I'll tell you what. I'll swap you the reel for the leather case, and I'll give you something to boot.
Well, it'd be an awful shame to disappoint this fella.
Any fair price, you name it.
It wouldn't be nice to him if I did that.
He won't be back. I'm here right now. I tell you, I want the leather case.
He said he'd be in here in about a half an hour.
But I want it now.
Scalpel.
Scalpel?
Forceps.
Forceps? Brilliant of you to have uncovered this.
Just a hunch at first, but when all the facts start falling into place... Boy, careful, those papers are awfully old.
Well, they could be very important, couldn't they, dear?
We'll find out. We'll get in touch with Mr. Gideon at the Historical Society.
Alex, what was Mr. Herndon's first name?
William Henry.
Did he run a hardware store?
No, he was Lincoln's law partner. As a matter of fact, even after Lincoln became president, he and Herndon remained...
100 feet of wire fence, $10. Keg of nails, $1.50.
I spent $25 in my Christie reel for a collection of bills and receipts that once belonged to Elias Herndon, hardware merchant.
Alex, I'm sorry. You must feel terrible.
Go ahead and laugh. I don't blame you. In that long line of hard-headed Yankee traders, I'm the one soft head.
You should have seen Dad down at the swap shop. Boy, it was inspiring.
Really?
Uh-huh. Hey, can I look at some of those old papers?
No. Well, I mean, that is Jeff.
Your father and I have decided that you have learned your lesson, and so we are going to give you the advance on your allowance. Right, dear?
Huh? Oh, yes.
Gee, thanks, yes, Dad. Right, thanks.
Hey, Dad, I know why you gave me this advance.
You do?
Well, sure. You're in a good mood because you put one over on the man at the swap shop.
Well, thanks, Zach. We'll pick up that atomic reactor kit later this afternoon.
Great. See you later, Jeff.
Okay, bye.
Jeff, isn't this all the stuff you traded to settle your debts?
Mm-hmm. Well, what's it doing here?
Well, after I got everybody paid off on what I owe, I went down the cellar and I found my old ice skates. You know, the ones that are too small for me.
Jeff, just tell us how you got everything back.
Well, I'm trying to, Mom. Anyway, I took the skates over to Giant Apama, and I traded him those for my catcher's mask and his butterfly collection. Then I took his butterfly collection over to Teddy and got my printing press and his ukulele. Then I took his ukulele and...
Never mind the details. So you wound up even, Stephen, getting all your own stuff back, is that it?
Well, not exactly. After I was all through, I had Zach's old telescope. So I took it down to the old White Elephant swap shop, you know? Uh-huh. And I got this for Mr. Sprague.
Oh, Jeff, a coffee grinder. Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you, dear.
You said Mom wanted it, Dad.
It was very thoughtful of you.
Well, it was nothing. After all, you and Mom have been so nice and everything. Well, I'll take some of this stuff upstairs.
What are you thinking?
Well, I was just thinking that in the future, I'm not going to worry so much about Jeff's future.
That's what I was thinking.